David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 11. Hello. It's not me you're looking for. Hello to Chloe, who commented on yesterday's blog post, saying, David, might there be a gap in the market for erotic fiction recited in a northern accent? I think it's clear what Chloe is driving at here. She was obviously turned on by my reading of the erotic fiction extract at the start of yesterday's podcast version of the blog, which incidentally you can subscribe to at, and then there's links on the blog to do that, but you've already done that, presumably, or at least you're listening to the podcast version. Feel free to subscribe if you like. Before Chloe gets too excited, when I say that you can subscribe to the podcast, I am merely referring to the podcast version of this blog, not a special podcast of me reading out erotic fiction. I think that Chloe is, in a roundabout way, essentially putting in a request for me to release a kind of erotic fiction audio series, but she's a bit timid about asking in such a brazen way, so disguised her desire in a sentence that sounded a bit more nonchalant and a little tongue-in-cheek, which actually reminds me of one of the scenes from that erotic novel. I believe a little tongue-in-cheek was actually one of the chapter titles. I'm glad you enjoyed yesterday's blog post, Chloe. I'm sorry I had to ruin it for you by curtailing the fantasy before it properly got going. She started losing interest when I got to the made-up conversation bit, but when I started talking about gelatinous rice, oh, she began to get turned on again. We all have our needs, Chloe. Ah, little weird desires, so don't be shy about admitting yours, even if it is that you get turned on by northeast males talking about gelatinous rice. If we can find another 9 like-minded people, then I'll be happy to do half an hour erotic fiction podcasts once a month, for a monthly fee of £5. Although I'm not sure whether we'll be able to find anyone else who finds similar potency in me reading erotic fiction that includes mentions of gelatinous rice. I think you might be on your own with that, Chloe. However, I am willing to produce a special bespoke podcast just for you, Chloe. That'll cost you £50 a month. Let me know if either of these things interest you. I promise, though, Chloe, that you will not be disappointed. I already have the perfect character to satiate your unique brand of fantasy. Gelatinous Geordie, who shares your trait of being turned on by gloop, and obviously also speaks in a strong northeast accent. I know you're a bit shy about all this, Chloe, so feel free to message me privately. I am able to view various statistics for this website, including what pages people have visited on my blog, but it also tells me what external links people have clicked on. Only one person so far has clicked on the link that I put on yesterday's blog post linking to the erotic fiction novel that I pilfered from. I think we all know who that is, don't we, Chloe? It won't be the same, though, without me reading it. Also, I've noticed that every day, there's always at least one person who visits a particular blog that I wrote years ago. I can't help feeling that nearly every single one of these people have been bitterly disappointed upon discovering what it is. The name of the blog post is Mongol Sex. It talks about the fact that a few years ago, I noticed that one particular blog post was getting more visitors than all the other pages on my site. The blog post was detailing why I've always been interested in radio, and tells the story of when I was 7-year-old, listening to an old shortwave radio late at night under the bedclothes. The shortwave frequency boasted every type of radio station from every place on the earth. I remember tuning in to a French radio station one night to hear the sounds of two women groaning. At first, being only 7 at the time, I assumed that perhaps they were in pain. But as I listened longer, I realised that they were very much enjoying themselves. I got my first sex education lesson about lesbianism thanks to French shortwave radio at the age of 7. I was also the only person in my class to have been fluent in French, although sadly the teacher wasn't impressed by me knowing the French for dildo. Still, you never know when such information might come in handy. In case you're interested, it's... Oh, now... I live with a French person. I could have asked her in advance. Godemiché. If she can hear this now, she's going to be wondering why I'm shouting Godemiché randomly. I think it might be time we consider his place in this house. Anyway, so now you don't need to Google it, Chloe, pretending that it's merely an innocent linguistic curiosity, because I've just told you what it is. So, if you want to Google French dildo, then that's fine, but don't try and pass it off as anything else other than your rampant sexual desire to see some French lesbian action, Chloe. Alright? It's perfectly acceptable, Chloe. Just be honest, and we'd respect you a lot more for it. The slightest touch of the knob, by which I mean the radio knob, you dirty animals. Chloe, calm down, can tune into a completely different station, and into a completely different world. One moment, you're listening to an enraged American evangelist damning you to hell in a threatening, deep, gruff voice, unless you send him money. Then you touch the dial ever so slightly, and you're listening to a French radio drama with lesbian sex scenes. Then the sound of a Mongolian throat singer belting out the popular Mongolian hits of the day. You know, the kind of thing. We've all got, now that's what I call Mongolian throat singing volume 1, and most of us probably have volume 2 as well. Volume 3, a bit rarer. I think, to be honest, they were just scraping the barrel by volume 3. So basically, I wrote a blog about my formative radio experiences, and I ended up getting loads of visitors for it, although when I did some digging into the stats, it soon became clear that people had come across my website because they had Google searched terms such as Mongol sex, Mongolian sex, Mongolian lesbians dildo deep throat. All words that appeared in my blog post, only in a very different order, and in a very different context to the one hoped for by the Googlers. I'd imagine that you'd have to go quite a way down the search results before my blog post came up, but some people do find it by Googling those words, which makes me wonder just how insatiable their appetite must be for this kind of thing. They must have already looked at tons of porn sites, but still felt that they'd not seen quite enough Mongolian lesbian sex scenes yet. So just kept ploughing deeper and deeper through the internet. Feverishly, their hands shaking, they clicked onto my website. And instantly their hearts sank, as presumably did the bulge in their pants, when a photo of me popped up on the screen, and their eyes scanned the disappointing litany of words about some 7-year-old's boring experience of shortwave radio. Oh, well, at least I learnt the French for dildo, I suppose. So I suppose it's been a bit educational. And in fairness, I have wasted the entire day watching Mongolian lesbian sex scenes. Oh, and I've still got tomorrow's sermon to write. Ha ha! See what I did there? Pow! He's a priest! My fictional character is a priest! Ha ha! Adding another unexpected layer of comedy. I'm unstoppable. I wonder if anyone will find this blog post now by Googling Mongolian lesbian sex deep throat dildo priest. Time will tell. I wonder if I have any regular listeners to this blog who have stumbled across me when searching for porn and then got hooked. Apart from Chloe, obviously, who's never commented on any of my other blog posts before, but suddenly comes out of the woodwork when I start writing erotic fiction. Coincidence? I think not. So, what have we learnt today? That, if you're searching for porn on the internet, maybe stop by the 1,000th result, or you might start stumbling across a folk singer's blog. And I hope that Chloe has learnt that we all love you, and none of us are judging you, so don't feel ashamed and embarrassed about being turned on by me talking about gelatinous rice. That's it. I know it went up at the end, but I thought there was more, but there isn't. That's the end. Or is it? Chloe, are you still there, Chloe? Okay, this is just for you. A little tease. All right, listen. Her hands unbuttoned his trousers, and she readied herself for his awaiting bulge, which she could now feel. She'd never felt anything like it. My goodness, what on earth was this? She couldn't take it anymore. She pulled down the trousers to reveal. My goodness. Rice. So much rice. Gelatinous rice. Stuffed down his pants. Gelatinous rice, she cooed. And he moaned, a low, rasping moan. Gelatinous rice. Why I. Gelat. Hello. I'm in the cupboard at the moment. No, no, I'm recording. Oh, I wouldn't go in the cupboard for doing the phone, would I? Imagine that.
Oh, yeah, David Bowie.
What about him?
David Eagle.
What?
There was... David Eagle.
Is he dead?
He's dead, yeah.
Why is he dead? What happened? How old is he?
He died of cancer and he hadn't told anyone he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
69. Okay, I'll make some tea.
There you go, Chloe. Now, that bit wasn't meant to be for you. It was just going to be your erotic bit, and I've ruined it again for you, haven't I? At least you know that I'm not insensitive towards David Bowie, Chloe. I'm sorry that Ben came in and ruined the story. I'll do it. I'll do that bit for you, right? Okay, so this is just a tease. Why I pet gelatinous rice down my pants. Oh.
There you go, Chloe. Can't say fairer than that.
Goodbye.